Visiting the moon, of course, was the ambitious goal of the late John F. Kennedy. And we'll turn now to an earlier 20th century president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He led the U.S. through the Depression and the Second World War, giving the country hope in his radio addresses, the famous fireside chats. Now parts of FDR's life are the focus of a new movie, Hyde Park on Hudson. Here's film critic Kenneth Turan.
Ronald Reagan liked to half-seriously say he didn't think anybody could be an effective president if he hadn't been an actor first. Bill Murray plays Franklin D. Roosevelt, and his work beautifully conveys the notion of the chief executive as seductive star performer who counts on his charm to get his way. Murray's Roosevelt dominates every room he's in with his chipper personality and cat-who's-eaten-the-canary grin. Talking in private to George VI, nicely played by Simon West, Roosevelt works his magic on England's new king.
You're going to be a very fine king.
I don't know what to say.
Your father would be very proud.
I'm not so certain about that.
If I were your father, I'd be proud.
Hyde Park on Hudson blends two different stories, linked by Roosevelt's magnetic personality and his vacation White House in upstate New York. The first story involves FDR's romantic relationship with his distant cousin, Daisy, played by Laura Linney. The second, more entertaining story, focuses on a crucial state visit paid to Hyde Park in June of 1939 by England's king and queen.
He's definitely younger than I'd imagined. For a king, you know?
Is he?
FDR and Daisy share first impressions.
They both seem nervous. That surprised me.
Without some help from us, Daisy, there soon might not be an England to be king of. So I'd be nervous, too.
The director here is Roger Michell, and though his name is not necessarily on everyone's lips, he's made some of the most entertaining British films of the past 20 years, including Notting Hill and Persuasion. Michell makes literate films, small-scale chamber pieces with a sly sense of humor that invariably feature fine performances by accomplished actors. Bill Murray's portrayal of the allure of power goes to the top of the list.
Film critic Kenneth Turan, you hear him here on Morning Edition. He also reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times.